behaves like he's older, and you might say he's the
young.
But about acting, you know, behaving in a way that he seems more to be, you know, in terms of being grown up.
Uh-huh. Say, a baby.
Yeah. Well, the one who seems to the
seems to be older.
Yeah. You might say he's the most. Would you say grown uppest or most grown up or something like that?
Grown uppest, I guess.
Okay. And if a female offspring would be called a
girl.
Yeah. And and she wouldn't be your son. She'd be your
daughter.
All right. And if a woman's going to have a baby, you say she's
pregnant.
Are there any other expressions for that that you can
no,
think of?
I cannot.
Okay. And a woman who assists with the birth of a baby.
Who's what?
This is a woman in the neighborhood. You know, not a, she's not a trained nurse necessarily, but she helps it when babies are born.
You call him a midwife.
Do you ever call him anything else? Did you ever call him just think about that. If there was a woman like that in the neighborhood, they might have called her something.
No, that's all ever I know them to be called.
Did you ever hear them called? I'll bet you sure you did. How about Granny or
yeah, maybe,
is that
an old Granny woman?
A Granny yeah. woman, okay.
Get down.
And if a boy has facial features very similar to his father's, you'd say he was what? If the boy's appearance was seen.
He had features like his father.
Yeah, that's right. But, mm-hmm. but I thought maybe some word that you might use for to indicate the fact that he you might say something like he resembled or looked like
yeah,
or takes after
like
or favors
mm-hmm.
any one of those.
Yeah, you'd say he takes after his father.
All right. And how about if he behaved? He behaved like his father. You know that his.
Yeah, he'd behave like his father. That'd be right.
If he did that, though, would you say might you say he's the has his father's ways or something like that or.
Well, that's the way my boy is. He has his father's ways.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what I meant. And you're talking about a woman, say, she had a hard life. She what? Six children.
She raised six children.
Okay. And if a child's bad, as you say, you're going to get a
whipping.
All right. And something not quite as severe as that or strong as that. What would you call
spanking.
It? All right. And if you've seen a child for the, anything even less than a spanking, or is that about as mild as.
That's the best I know.
Okay. Now, if you hadn't seen a child for a long time, you might say, "My, how you've
grown."
Yeah. And if your sister's son would be your
nephew,
and a child whose parents were no longer alive, you'd say that child is a
orphan.
And the court might have to appoint
a guardian.
Yeah, and all of the people. What would you call all the people related to you?
You say for me to call all.
Yeah, what would you use a word? You know, for all of the people related to you. Say all my
kinfolks, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I meant. And a person from another town that you. Never seen him before. You might call him a. Well, let's say there's a. You called your husband, and you said somebody knocked the door. Say yes, the first time I came around, knocked the door, and you might